Praise God. This is Pastor Mark Cho back with you on Revival Today. Today's message is a blessed message. I pray that you enjoy it. Living above the bar. Living above the bar. Basically, what I want to talk about is how to change your perspective. The bar is a place that you were referenced to, you set your reference to because of your experiences, what you've grown up with, certain things that you experienced in your life. So I want to talk about that this morning, living above the bar. The church should be a hospital to the broken, a place to be restored. That's what the church should be, a place to be restored. Fathers need to be sensitive to the spirit. That's what's going to help you be a good dad. Say sensitive to the spirit. Now, this message is just not to the fathers in the house. I want to talk to everyone. Every one of us had experienced a love of someone in their life. It doesn't have to be your dad, but an uncle or somebody that was there for you. But I want to talk about being sensitive and understanding that a lot of times we're not sensitive because we weren't programmed to be sensitive. We were programmed to be macho. We were programmed to kind of do our own thing. You know, we were programmed to be tough. Compassion is not something we possess until we demonstrate it to others. It's an action that shows we care when others are sad, hurt, or suffering. So I'm going to talk about living above the bar. I have a scripture for you that I don't have up there right now, but it's in Psalms 1 and 1. And this is what I'm going to set up the word with this morning. And I'm not going to be before you long, but I believe that God is going to bless the house. It says in Psalms 1:1, it says, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scorn. But he delights in the law of the Lord, and in the law doeth he meditate day and night." So the scripture is saying, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. Now, what the scripture is talking about, how many here want to be blessed? You cannot be blessed, the scripture says. You will not be blessed if you walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm going to start there. A lot of times, even for us dads, I want to speak to you today, is if you want to learn how to be a good dad, you have to be blessed. The only way you're going to be blessed is be in the counsel of the saints. But a lot of times we hang around with those that are scorned or those that have been offended. And that's why the message is living above the bar, because I want to talk to you about how to get out of the place that you always knew. And the place that we always knew is a place that we had grown up and we had experiences, and now we're living from that. And what's happened is these experiences that took root in our life and causing us to be negative. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that what? That walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. So that means a man, we as men have to learn to get around positive people, not people that are scorned. So many times what we do is we want to raise a family, have a family, but then we don't want to get around sound counsel. Somebody that's going to teach you the word of God and help you grow. We get around those that, you know, are already negative. They're already going through situations in their marriage for men. Sometimes we get married, instead of us hanging around people of faith, we go run around with those that are in the world. And what they're doing is they're ministering to you. And a lot of us aren't aware that we're not aware that when you're hanging around somebody and they're talking into your life, they're ministering to you. So that scripture says, even hanging around those that are scorned. What does it mean by those that are scorned? It means those that are hurt. A lot of times what we do is we peer up with someone that went through what we've gone through. Ever see that? But I want you to know that the only way you're going to see something different is you got to rise and live above the bar. That means you can't be at that place anymore because you have a new thing. A new father. A new reference. But instead, what we do is we keep going back to that place in our life where we say, I don't have this, I don't have that. But God wants you to know, move from the place in which you were scorned. And the only way to get there is you got to put yourself in the position. And I like where it says in that scripture, it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So you're going and you're placing yourself around them. You know, you ever go over to people's house and they're friends, but you hang around them, they might be going through something. And what we do is we just continue to go around and instead of them ministering to you, they're sharing how they're scorned. So maybe you had a father in your life where they weren't sensitive. They never really minister to your needs. And so now you're growing up and you're going through your life and that's where you're taking it from. So you say, I don't trust no man. The women say that. The men say this, I don't want to be like my dad. How many said that before? I don't want to be like my dad. But the Bible says is what's happening is we are not learning the sensitivity of the Lord because we're going around those that are negative or those that don't know the word. So we're going to them and we're going to people that write books, give all kind of information, but they never lived it. So you have to get around somebody that actually raised kids. I don't get it. A lot of time we're like, oh yeah, I want to be like this one because they're successful financially. But how about the dads that been there? How about the dads that have stood in the gap and been there for their children and was always there as a father? We need to celebrate them. And if we haven't had that experience, guess what? You have to understand that your child needs to know that how to have a good man in their life. But that child will not know how to compare with anything good if all you are is scorn. So that way, every time you minister, every time you talk to your child, it's negative about a man. Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Choate, and I hope and pray that you are blessed by this word. The word is talking about living above the bar, understanding that sometimes we had negative experiences in our life. We haven't had the opportunity to have a father to raise us, but know that now that you have your heavenly Father, which is in your life, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He is able to take all your burdens if you just leave them with Him. Also, remember this, as a father, seek out those that are doing positive things. Go to your pastor, go to a church, a house of worship, and learn how to change your ways. Allow God to change you as an individual. So don't continue to walk in the past. Look above and see that God is going to make a way for you. Again, please come visit us at 1850 Elm Street. I'm Pastor Mark Choate. If you want to check us out more, go to our webpage where you can also donate and bless this ministry. Our webpage is at houseofpraisenep.org. All one word, houseofpraisenep.org. Please get that out. Share that with your friends and family. Again, this is our online ministry, so please share out my podcast.